Another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning. What day is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's new underpants day.
You say this every Tuesday. Have you noticed? Yeah. I've been trying to work out whether there's a pattern to this, and there is. Yes. So every Tuesday's new underpants.
DG.
Do you wear the same pants, the same underpants for the whole week?
Whole week? No.
Or do you just have a pile of recycled ones that you just dip into?
Well, usually it's the first of the month, new underpants. That's how I remember it. It's a poem.
First of the month, new underpants for Akmal.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday. Fresh undies for Akmal.
I've got to work on the poetry of it.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't quite rhyme.
It's like poems don't have to rhyme.
Doesn't have to rhyme. It's like 30 days has September, April, June and November. It rhymes up until then.
Yeah.
And then it just stops being a poem.
I know.
All the rest of 31.
No.
Except January alone. And then, wait on. You didn't give much this. You haven't really worked hard on this
poem. I'd like to hear some slam poetry about your underpants.
Do the first bit of that again and I'll finish it.
30 days has September, April, June and November.
Akmal always gets fresh undies to hug his member.
Doesn't quite work. But it does.
September, member.
But it is.
I had a crack.
It's a fantastic day. It's a when new underpants days when your testicles say thank you, Akmal.
Well,
speak to me.
Anything can happen on today's
show.
We're off.
Welcome. Lovely to have you on board.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Team, let's talk Game of Thrones.
Yeah, see, the music's quite familiar to me because I've heard it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Any sort of classical music or...
No, but this has got that boom, 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 boom.
We're going to war.
Yeah, it's a very much a go-to-war sort of style.
Let's attack a smaller country and destroy them. Pillage.
Well, do you watch it? Have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
I have friends who are obsessed by it.
I've never watched
it because I've decided that if you like it, then I don't want to like it either.
Well, I have never watched it because I don't really have a lot of time to invest in. I know it's one of those ones that you have to watch 7 or 8 series.
Yeah.
Well, and I haven't got the time to catch up on it.
Well, from what I've heard is there's a lot of nudity and grotesque sexuality.
Yes.
And I fast-forwarded it. I couldn't find anything.
Well, I heard that there was a brother who had sex with his sister. Now, that's not something that I really want to get into.
I heard about that too, but it wasn't nothing to do with Game of Thrones. Just this guy I know. I'm serious.
There's a woman who's got blonde hair who has dragon babies. I'm not sure whether she gave birth to the dragons or whether she just got them as eggs or something.
Did anyone have sex with a dragon?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I wouldn't put it past
them. There's something the writers can think about for next season.
See, we should be writers on this show.
We will be. I mean, you know.
I know Widow's a fan of Game of Thrones and he's probably
sitting there steaming.
He's steaming with anger.
Look, I don't get into TV shows. I'm not one of those people that'll sit there and watch and every week and be hooked in and blah, blah, blah. But this is the one show that hooked me in. It's really... You guys should give it a go. It's a good show.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of blood and death and dragons and sex.
Let's not forget the sex.
Blood and blood. It's also about honor and things like that
and
families.
Sex with your brother. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's right. Less honor and sex with your brother.
More sex with your brother. But apparently it's come out that the new season's coming and the episodes are costing between $10 and $15 million to make a single episode.
Well,
so can you imagine what the whole series is costing?
Well, dragons aren't that cheap. You know,
that's true.
It's hard for, you know, they say, well, I won't work for under a certain amount. And, you know, and during catering.
And I want just blue M&Ms in my trailer.
Oh, yeah. And during the catering, they can just, you know, just blow fire and make the sushi grilled. It's fantastic.
Anyway, I was blown away by that. $10 to $15 million per episode for the next season.
Widow actually is obsessed by it. He has parties where people get together. Why doesn't that surprise
every Monday night when it was on,
are they sexy parties?
No, just not sexy parties.
Are they dragon parties?
People would come over, we'd watch Game of Thrones. That's all.
It's awkward, isn't it?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Stay in bed, stay in sheets, my head hurts, I repeat. What's that song?
I don't know.
$10 to anyone.
Oh, say it again.
Stay in bed, stay in sheets, my head hurts, I repeat, only you.
It's got to be Dylan, doesn't it?
No, not Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Australian band.
Oh, give up. Give us.
Come on.
Come on, just give
it. Doesn't matter. No. Tell us the answer. Any listener who's listening,
no,
$10.
No, Akmal.
$10.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I work at 2GO, not other stations.
This is out of your wallet.
Yes.
Okay, well, 4-3.
We're talking money. Talking money. Oh, look, if you want to, throw out the number.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4.
I'll repeat again. This is a secret lyric.
Oh, my God.
Stay in bed, stay in sheets, my head hurts, I repeat. Only you.
Okay.
I'm even given the, I mean, does
let's
math.
Let's talk lotto wins.
Yeah, let's talk money of a different kind. There's a guy in the UK.
Yes, there is a guy in the UK.
His name's Darren Donaghy.
I know Darren.
And him and his beautiful partner, and I say beautiful because she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Yes.
This upsets people for some reason. She's a stunner.
She's a stunner.
And he looks like a Muppet.
He does a bit.
He does. He looks odd. He looks dorky.
Yeah.
You know, if I stood next to him, they'd say, Akmal's a handsome guy. That's how ugly he is.
Wow.
Right? And people are upset by that. They go, geez, mate, you're punching above your weight.
Mm. Well, actually, he won a punching above your weight championship where
people judged
him and his partner. So I think he's got a theme song, hasn't he?
You're ugly.
Jeez, that's a bit harsh.
That's harsh. Sorry. No, you started that.
Harsh but true.
No, he's not ugly. He does look a little bit like a Muppet.
You know, the thing is, if you're an unattractive person, hang around with, you know, people who are unattractive to you and no one will notice. Okay. But if you're hanging around, if I say start hanging around Jennifer Hawkins, I'm gonna look
You're going to look like her roll on deodorant is what you're going to look like.
Yeah.
Hey, look, guess what? We've got someone who's called with that ridiculous song.
Uh-oh, yes.
Jack from Tascot, morning.
G'day, how are we?
G'day,
good.
Jack.
Just remind us again, Akmal, what the lyrics were.
Stay in bed, stay in sheets, my head hurts, I repeat.
What song is it, Jack?
No, it's The Pretenders.
What is it?
The band is The Pretenders. It's called Only You.
The Pretenders, only you.
No, it wasn't The Pretenders.
It wasn't The Pretenders.
I didn't think it was.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You
well,
sure?
Then, Jack gets $10 from Akmal.
All right. Come and pick up $10 at 2GO. Well done, Jack.
Oh, Jack, stay there. We'll
I'm
going to
keep my mouth shut from now on.
Mate, you can keep your $10. It's all good.
Jack, have pity on him, exactly.
Well,
thanks, Jack.
Fantastic.
I will send you something worth $10.
Yeah, we'll send him some tea towels and some, you know, bits and pieces. We've got some stuff for you,
Jack.
Back to the story.
I didn't think it was the I think it was the motels. But would you check that, Widow, for us?
We'll do that in a moment. Let's do not completely
now,
throw
anyway,
this radio show out
so
the window.
So basically, if you're with a pretty girl, people get upset for some reason.
Well, they say you're punching above your weight. Now,
You know what? We know when guys say that.
Why?
Basically, you know when guys say that.
Yeah.
Basically, what they're saying is, I want to root your missus.
Well, I think they're saying I'm better looking than you. How did you score this chick?
No. They're lusting over that woman. That's what, trust me,
is
from a man.
Is that secret men's business that we're finding out about?
It's not so secret. There's no secret men's business because any men's business, men blab about things.
Right.
You know, they don't keep anything secret. So they say, that's what they're saying. You're punching above your weight means that I fancy your missus.
Right.
That's it.
Not only won the punching above your weight championship,
yes.
Him and his beautiful wife have just won $1.8 million in the lotto UK. So
that's just giving the finger to everyone. not only am I punching above my weight.
And not only am I a little bit of a Muppet, but I just won the lotto. What I would love to know, I would really love to know if anybody is prepared to give us a call and tell us if they're punching above their weight.
But here's a question. Is it sexist to go up to a woman and say, geez, darling, you're punching above your weight?
Well, it's a little bit different,
insulting?
Isn't it? Why? It is a little bit different.
Oh, it's different for women, isn't it? Of course. Different rules.
I don't know. If I was with a really good looking man and someone said to me, you're punching above your weight, I would feel both offended and proud at the same time.
So it's all right to say that to a woman? Like if you say, you're quite an attractive
woman.
Well,
that's how I feel as a guy sometimes if people tell me I'm punching. I feel a bit funny about
it.
Do
you?
Yeah. I don't go, oh yeah, I am, mate. I go, well, what, am I ugly? Or?
Am I ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was attractive.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time to delve into the darkness of the criminal mind.
This is an interesting one, this
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love dumb criminals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was a bit dumb. Mm. His name's Ross Compton.
Hi, Ross.
Ross Compton, 59 years old.
Everyone called Ross is an idiot.
Oh, don't say that.
No, generally.
I've met some lovely Rosses.
Oh, apart from those, yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, I'll take that back.
I think you're being a bit...
That made no sense.
A bit radical today.
There's a lot of Ross. You know,
lovely
Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Ross Daniels, my friend.
Ross Noble.
Ross Noble is a great comedian. I take that back.
You regret it.
I retract my statement unconditionally.
Okay. Well, Ross Compton is a criminal, 59 years old. There was a fire, and everyone knew it was him that did it, but they didn't have the evidence to say that he'd started the fire.
Oh, yeah, but they saw him.
Well, they didn't see him, but they just knew that he was...
But Ross is like
that. His story was inconsistent.
Yeah, if you know Ross, yeah, he'd be the one to do it.
Yeah. Well,
he's always carrying lighters.
They had anecdotal evidence that he'd done it, and his story was inconsistent. They just needed one little piece of evidence to sort of prove that it was him.
Yeah.
So what he told police was that the fire started in the house. He broke a window with his cane, threw his bags and his suitcases out of the window and jumped in his car and left.
Not likely.
Ross,
why are you black now when you used to be white?
How come you've got like marks and stuff?
Smoke marks and stuff. You're a liar.
Anyway, Ross, you're a liar. Mm. Well, what the police did was they got a search warrant, check this out, for the electrical data in his cardiac pacing device, in his pacemaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To see if it went up when the fire went. Yeah, to see if he would, if they could sort of pick the moment that he broke a window, jumped out of a window with suitcases, being 59.
Because the rate would go up.
The rate would go up.
And it didn't.
It didn't go up, which meant that he didn't jump out the window, which meant he actually prepared, packed a suitcase, set fire to the house and got in his car.
Wow. He was calm.
Oh, yeah. But isn't that amazing that the police can actually get a search warrant for the data of your pacemaker inside your body?
This is nothing.
That's cray-cray.
The future's coming.
They're going to get data from everywhere.
The future is not what it used to be.
The robots are taking over.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the future.
I know. This is scary. Mm,
take your pants off.
No.
Now for a checkup.
What?
Why did that happen?
Sorry. No. No, I'll take that back again.
It's been
a morning of retractions. But it is.
Seriously, when they can second your data from inside your own body, that's madness.
I'm reading this book. It's called 21 Lessons for the 21st Century. And I recommend it highly.
And is it
It's about how machines will eventually take over. You know, like doctors. You know the little watch that you wear, the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
That tells you everything about, you know, your heart rate
Widow's
and all that?
Widow's got one, yeah.
Yeah, Widow's got one. This is so primitive. In like 30 years, you won't need a doctor. You'll just hook yourself up and the machine will tell you exactly with such accuracy that no doctor could ever match that. And you'll rely totally on it.
Mate, this is where you're the savior, because all we got to do is hook you up to that machine and... It'll destroy itself.
The machine will self-destruct.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Are you a fan of the all-you-can-eat restaurants? There's not many of them left anymore.
Not many left, no.
Sizzler was a good one.
Sizzler was if you want to catch sort of bacterial
diseases. They did stop the kind of self-service of it, didn't they, in the end?
All-you-can-eat.
I did love a self-serve at Pizza Hut, the all-you-can-eat salad bar or the...
Yeah, you know, the all-you-can-eat concept started in the States. Mm. If you go there, have you been to Vegas?
No.
There's this all-you-can-eat buffet and you pay $20 and all you can eat, and you see these people just piling mountains of food, and you go, but you can go back.
Yeah, why put a big
just
mountain on your plate? Yeah.
Just in case someone steals it. And the Americans have got big fat asses. They're huge. And they got the big ass breakfast.
The big ass breakfast.
On the menu, it's a big ass breakfast, and it's huge. And I thought, a lot of Americans have had that. That's a lot.
They've got a big ass.
All big fat asses.
Well, this is from Germany, this story, where a guy, he's an Iron Man. He's like a triathlete guy. So he's built and he's fit and he's got muscles and stuff.
Needs protein for the muscles.
Yeah, well, he's been banned from an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Now, it was a sushi restaurant. He not only got banned, but he basically went in and ate enough sushi that five people would have eaten.
It's a whale. He's eaten a whale.
Mm. And normally the sushi restaurant gets a lot of its money from alcohol sales, but because he's a triathlete, he just drank green tea.
Man,
they made no money on him at all.
You know that you're a big eater when you show up and the chef comes out, we got no more food. Go away. No.
But this is the weird twist in this story, right? Because he's a triathlete.
Yeah.
And so he reckons he fasts for 20 hours a day and then sits down and eats as much as he can until he's full.
What an idiot.
No, I don't understand that.
Mm, no.
Why would you starve yourself for 20 hours of the day and then just gorge a pig?
It's called intermittent fasting.
Yes.
And people who do it are generally on steroids as well.
Oh.
And so their brain
That's a big generalization. I think you should be careful there.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that back fully, unconditionally. Mm. I don't think anyone...
But so what's the intermittent fasting thing supposed to kickstart your
metabolism? It's a trend where it speeds up your metabolism and your muscles grow faster if you starve your body because there's no food, I better, muscle up.
Yeah, right.
Better get ready.
Well, that's what old mate's apparently doing in Germany. He's fasting and then going to an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
My friend, yes.
We've got a call from David from Hamlin Terrace. Hi, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Fabulous. G'day, we're talking about all-you-can-eat restaurants. Have you got one for us?
Yes, I have. I just wanted to give the one in Swansea Workers' Club a plug. It is the best.
Oh, really?
Swansea.
The best, yes.
What's it got on there, mate? What are we talking about? What's the good food?
Just like they have your normal Asian food, but they have other things like lamb shanks, and they're marinated in they just melt in your mouth. They'd have to be the best lamb shanks.
They've really taken it up a notch doing shanks and stuff.
David.
Now, David, this is an important question, David. Do you work there?
No.
It's part of it. Thanks for letting us know. Swansea's a lovely part of the world too. So the Swansea Workers Club. Okay.
I think we've got to go for a team meeting there.
I think we need to go to Swansea for a team meeting.
Let's go to Swansea and stuff our faces. More. I want more.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
We love it when you give us a call, 432-44444. You don't have to wait for us to ask you. Just give us a call anytime. We love hearing from you. That's what Mary from Gosford's done. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mandy. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Akmal. Have you got shares with Andrew Winters and that on Lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. I've got...
Why do you say that, Mary?
Because it was on last night again. I mean, it's one of my favourites.
Are you talking about Selling Houses Australia, the Akmal Sali version? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Do you know how much I get paid every time they show it? Nothing. Nothing. I don't even get paid in cushions.
Seriously, they're playing that every other week.
It's ridiculous.
And it just seems that since you've come on to 2GO, you're on so much.
Oh, wow. Well, no. Did you watch it again, Mary? How many times have you seen it?
Probably about 5 or 6.
People love to watch other people's tragedies.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mary. Lovely to hear from you, my dear.
No worries. You have a good day, guys.
You too, Mary.
All right, we'll catch you later.
So did you see it last night?
No, I didn't see it. I was in it many years ago, and they're still repeating it.
Kate was with
and
you
it's
last
just,
night?
It's another it's just another reminder that I'm an idiot. It doesn't matter. Look, Kate was away because her dad's sick for a couple of weeks, and then she came last night.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm not making this up, as she walks in,
the
TV's on, and we're talking and saying, "Hi, Kate, how you going?" And you hear in the background, "What was Kate and Akmal thinking?" What? And he's like, "Is my brain broke? Oh no, they're showing it again."
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
But we like to do this every Tuesday. Yes. This is where
it's Tuesday today.
It is Tuesday today.
It's worked out well.
It's clean undie day for you.
Woohoo!
Which you do say every Tuesday, so I happen to think that maybe that is an actual thing that you do, even though I thought it was something that you were joking about.
Are you doubting that I'm that hygienic that I change my underwear? Is that too unreasonable?
I think that you probably have a pile of underpants that you just kind of dip into that you don't even know how many times you've worn it.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tuesday you decide to go to the drawer and get the clean ones out.
No, drier. Because it's warm.
Okay. Anyway, that's not the nuts thing we're talking about. Well, it could be, but it's not.
It warms my nuts when it's out of the dryer. It's just a nice feeling. That's all. There's nothing wrong with it.
Anyway, normal or nuts is where we discuss behaviours and we kind of, break it down and we just decide whether things are normal or nuts.
Yes. We are the arbiters of...
Truth. Anyway, today Widow happened to drop one and we thought...
He dropped one badly.
We've got to talk about this. Widow said he was cleaning his bin, his big bin, the bin that you put out on the road on a Thursday night for the bin men to come and collect, or the bin women.
He does it every week. You know when he counts all that amount of time that he spent cleaning his bin over the course of a lifetime, on his deathbed, he's going to look back and go, "I could have had a month of life."
Yeah.
doing, not cleaning the bin.
I could have gone to Bali or done something fun. I could have done. And instead, yeah. I was cleaning my bin.
How I regret that. If only I'd listened to Akmal.
I'm not sure he'll ever say that. But anyway.
You watch.
So we want to talk about cleaning the bin. Now, this is the big bin, Widow, yeah?
Yeah, there's three bins. You've got your red bin, you've got your recycling bin, and then you've got the green bin.
Yes,
green bin's easy to clean because that's just garden waste. That hoses right out. But it's the red bin and also the yellow bin. Because the yellow bin, if you don't wash out your containers, it gets sticky in there. You got to wash your bin
out. Why is that a problem? Because you're just putting more sticky containers in there.
Well, it's the smell. I feel bad for the neighbours sometimes because the smell, it's the bin sit next to his house, so I don't want it to stink too much.
Right. And also,
you've got to remember, there's a lot of diapers going in our bin at the moment. Okay. And
a lot of poo-poos.
Yeah.
I presume you're putting them in a plastic bag or something.
Yeah.
A diaper. A lot of caca. A lot of the babies produce caca.
So I think this is a bit nuts because it's a bin, right? It's going to get dirtier anyway.
But if there's caca, maybe it should be cleaned. But if there's no caca,
that's coming from Akmal Sali. Yeah.
I mean, that's something, isn't it?
No, you got to clean
that
the caca.
That is something.
I like the word caca.
I know you're saying it a lot.
Caca.
I've never, ever, ever, ever cleaned my bin. Is that
there
my,
you go.
Like I've never cleaned it.
Never cleaned, neither have I.
I just think it's going to get dirty again. Why would you
clean
it?
What's the point? It's my wife, Kate. She'll make the bed while I'm sleeping in it.
Mm.
Not realizing that eventually I'm going to get out of the bed. Maybe she thinks I'm never going to get out of the bed.
Well,
I don't know. So it's the same sort of principle, isn't it?
Not really.
Well, no, it is. It's pointless. If you do it, what's the point of cleaning the bin? If it's going to be dirty anyway.
I don't think I'm alone on this. I think other people have hosed out their bins before and cleaned them. I don't do it every week.
I just think it's nuts.
I don't do it every week.
I think he's nuts.
You're a bit sort of OCD with this stuff.
Yeah. He cleans other people's bins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, he could be Jim's bin cleaner.
Yeah.
Start a new franchise.
Bin.
You need a bit of money on the side.
You know what would be a good bin from a terrorist? Bin Laden? Take out the bin, Laden.
Anyways,
look, 4-3-2-4-4-4-4-4. We want to know, is it normal or nuts to
clean
wash your bin?
Let's go to Peter from Mannering Park. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Mandy, Akmal, Widow.
G'day, Pete.
Now, Pete, is it normal or nuts to clean your bins?
Oh, it's most definitely normal. I do it myself.
Do you, Dale? How often do you do it?
But maybe you're nuts, Peter.
Well, I used to do it after every week, but in my old age, I've got lazy, so I only do it every now and then when it's really putrid.
Okay.
Wow,
you were doing it every week. That's amazing. Thanks, Peter.
I would clean it if there was like a dead animal in there or something.
It's got a really stink to motivate me to do anything with my bin.
Absolutely.
Jenny from Wyonga, hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Fabulous.
Hi,
are you a bin cleaner?
My husband is, and it's very, very normal. He even disinfects them.
He disinfects the bin? What's the point of that?
Jenny, you should disinfect your husband.
He probably does it himself, Jenny.
Hey, listen, we're going to send you a family pass to the movies. Stay there for us, doll. Let's go to Mark in East Gosford. Mark, are you a bin cleaner?
No, I'm not, but I've got a mate who has a bin cleaning business and he makes a lot of money. But Widow could start his own bin cleaning business. Akmal's about the size of an auto bin, so he could dress him up as a sponge, put him in there, hose him down, shake him around, and then get out.
Well, wow, Mark, you've thought about this way too long.
I can pop out of the bin like the girls pop out of the cake. And I'll be topless.
Thank you, Mark. Lovely to speak to you this morning. There's a good idea for a bit of money on the side.
I think this is going to be normal.
Because I think this show's doomed. So
anyway.
You should think of the future.
Think of the future. Debbie from your minor. Hello.
I am disgusted in you two for not cleaning your bins. Well done, Widow. This is shame, shame, shame.
Really? Who's cleaning? Seriously, I've got better things to do with my life. Sorry, Debbie.
8 years ago, my son was only 14. He had a little business going. Every week he'd go around and clean the people I'd clean for bin. He'd make himself $60 a week at 14. And now you two, you better do it because I'm going to be coming to check your bin.
Oh, you're not checking my bin.
We've got a bin checker.
There is such a thing. On Saturday, there is a thing.
Well, it's overwhelming. It's
overwhelmingly
unanimous.
Normal, which is incredible. And Debbie, we're going to send you to the movies. Thanks for giving us a call today. Hey, Widow.
Beautiful. I hope it's not Clean Them Bins movie.
No, it's not a bin cleaning movie, but Widow.
It's a marathon.
You want to come and clean my bins, Widow?
Well, I don't know. How much are you going
to
give me?
I'll give you $20 to clean my bins.
Hey!
$20.
Akmal, can I come clean your bins?
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I don't want that
you
one.
Don't no, you don't want to do that one. Nah, no.
That's a big job.
No.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yesterday, guys, on Kennedy Malloy, which you can listen to on 2GO on your drive home 4 p.m., you guys got a little bit of a mention. They were talking about Usain Bolt here on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
And about he's got this big apartment and it's pretty cool. And Mick Malloy was saying how he loves penthouses and how cool they are. This is what they talked about.
We might have his neighbours listening through 2GO right now in Point Frederick.
Oh, who's on 2GO? Who's around? On?
That's Akmal for breakfast with Mandy. Oh. Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Akmal, what's he in a witness protection stand or something, is he?
Not.
Up there. He soon knows what he's doing. Well, he'll be round.
Hang on.
Akmal will be. I know Akmal. He'll be in one of those five rooms. Absolutely.
So apparently, Akmal, you're going to hang out with Mick Malloy in Usain Bolt's penthouse apartment.
Well, yes. Apparently Usain Bolt's apartment's got five bedrooms, so they were having a go at who's going to use them.
Well, it's going to be a big apartment because he likes to run indoors.
Yeah.
When it's raining, he likes to run so from one room
from
to room.
Room to room.
Yeah, it's very hard to live with.
That's but, I mean, if you are in the witness protection plan, Akmal, as suggested by
he's just
by
giving
me,
it away.
Well, I know, you're not anymore.
Not anymore. It's a bad witness protection.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So my mum did a book review segment on this show for the last few weeks, and it was because you had a book out, Akmal, called The Life of Akmal.
And I thought someone should read it, and she offered to do that.
Yeah,
so,
she did.
Yeah.
She's in a couple of book clubs. She loves reading. So she put her hand up and said, yeah, I'll read Akmal's book. I was a bit worried because there's some pretty raw stuff in there about your life.
Yeah. It's
and you know, there's some pretty edgy stuff in there.
It's not a cookbook.
It's not a cookbook. And she loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she did this book review for us.
Well, we loved having her on the show.
I love your mum. I love your mum.
She's great.
She's very motherly.
She is motherly.
She offered to breastfeed me. And I said, Jan, I'm too old for
She's 72 years old.
No,
I'm not sure that's a pleasant image for anyone.
No.
Anyways, we loved having your mum on the show so much.
This is not a creepy way. It was just a motherly way.
God. We wanted to get your mum back on the show, so we came up with this.
It's Word of the Week. With Mandy's mum, Jan Gould. She's so cute, she's totes adorable. It's Word of the Week.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, lovely. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm lovely too. Hello, Jan.
Oh, hello, lovely Akmal. How are you, my dear?
Good, thank you. I got my dear and the lovely.
You did. You got the double. You. Yeah, you beat me because your mum's adopted Egyptian son.
Yes.
Of course he is.
Well, you join us today, Mum, because you have a new segment called Word of the Week, and I love this.
Yes.
Because you're a very intelligent woman. You do lots of reading. You know lots about words.
She knows a lot of words.
She does.
Mm. I use them every day.
You talk a lot.
Yes. I do.
So, Mum, what's your word of the week?
This is to help Akmal, I think, increase his vocabulary.
Is it English?
It's in English.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that's good. I need words in English, yes.
The word is buttonhole.
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 Oh, yeah. That's two words.
Buttonhole. Well, it's one big word, really.
Well, if you join
it's
them together.
It's one word, yes.
It's one word. Okay.
Buttonhole. Yeah.
So, Akmal, you've got to tell Mum what you think the definition of the word buttonhole is.
Is it as obvious as it sounds?
Well, I don't know. This is what you've got to determine.
You know. Well, you know, Jan, you know how people lose buttons on their shirts?
Yes.
They never lose a buttonhole, do they?
They never lose a buttonhole. But why do they have a buttonhole?
A hole in which to put the button through. Now, when you come to Sydney, Jan, I'm going to take you to the button shop. have you heard of the button shop?
No.
This is a shop, this is true, entirely devoted to buttons.
Oh, and how gorgeous.
And they've got a gigantic wooden button in the window. It's in Newtown. I'll have to take you there. We'll spend a few hours there looking at different buttons.
We could.
Yes.
But listen, that's not the only meaning.
Oh. No, you just haven't misspelled butthole. Sorry.
No. Okay, I knew you'd say that.
No, sorry.
All right, Mum, give it to us.
If I was to say to you, I'm sorry I'm late, I was buttonholed by a co-worker just as I was leaving my office.
Were you trapped?
That's it. It not only means a slit or a loop through which to put a button, but it has the meaning of somebody holding you up in conversation. Oh, and yeah. This word has come from the mid-19th century.
You're older than I thought, Jan.
Yeah, so there you go. So you're detained in conversation.
So basically, Akmal buttonholes us all the time.
Of course.
Yes.
I thought it was an apt word.
I will be buttonholing these two tomorrow for an hour.
Well, thank you, Mum. We look forward to another word of the week next week. And
That's fine. I've got plenty.
You got plenty to go back and research.
Thank you, Jen. It's. I look forward to talking to you next week. We'll learn a new word.
Bye, lovelies. Have a good day.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So this story is just ridiculous, isn't it? The strawberry contamination scare that's taken over the country. It's
you've
being
been
reported,
obsessing about this, and rightly so.
Well, it's being reported all over the world, and it's horrible. It's scary. I mean, when you've got children, you know, strawberries are a staple in lunchboxes and things. So parents are now really worried about this. There's a staple in the strawberries. Yes exactly. There's needles in the strawberries.
I think the people who do that are just not well.
Well, they're evil, aren't they?
Well, maybe not evil, but just their brain's broken. What would you even hope to achieve by doing that?
I know. And I think what happened was there was one case of it and then there were all these copycat cases of it, which happens with arson and other things, doesn't it? So,
yeah. What do you call it when your bum catches fire?
Arson.
Thank you.
You've said that so many times.
I know, but you said it this time.
Okay. Mm. Anyway, there's a lot of concern around the country about this. The police are a bit bamboozled by it. Now people are now using metal detectors to scan the fruit. But you Coles know, and Aldi have pulled strawberries altogether.
But you know, like it's so weird when you can't even trust, you know, the food you buy. You think because it could be in anything then.
Exactly.
Know, it could be in bananas.
Exactly. I think there has been a case of a needle in a banana. Ridiculous. And now, of course, there's all these strawberries going to waste. There's people not getting paid. There's people who are losing their jobs.
Well, they're worried it might bring down the strawberry industry, sounds like humorous, but it's a big industry. It's a lot of money that could be getting
waste. What were they thinking? They want to get back at society. They hate strawberries.
I don't know.
Their parents were killed by a strawberry truck.
Well, it's being alleged that the first one was from a disgruntled worker. And now there's just been a bunch of copycat ones.
Even if you're a disgruntled worker, why would you hurt
somebody?
People have got nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, idiot.
Well, they probably obviously want to bring down the industry. So to punish the person they worked for, they were bringing down the whole industry.
I see what you're saying.
You know, the thing is, I got a couple of punnets. Well, I got three punnets of strawberry for a dollar each. That's how cheap they are because they can't give them away. Oh,
yeah. But maybe, you know, just slice it with a knife before you
eat
it.
I do.
Well, that's sensible.
I've been making fruit salad. And I'm actually thinking of going and scooping up all of the really cheap strawberries and making like a whole heap of jam.
You should make a sign, you know, sell them and say, this is a needle-free jam.
Needle-free jam.
Jam coolin'.
Your mum's name is Jan. Jan coolin' jam.
You're just confusing people today. Yeah. You're confusing me today.
I'm confused. Yes. What is this? What's going on here? Who are you people?
Well, this is Mandy and Akmal, and you are on 107.7 2GO.
I don't know. I need proof.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Join in the conversation on 4324444 anytime, and you can win tickets to go see this guy. Keith Urban.
Yeah, we've got Keith Urban tickets to give away right now.
His world tour is coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre January 23rd. You can get tickets at tickettech.com.au or possibly win them here.
What's the tour called?
It's called the Graffiti U.
Graffiti U.
Hey, I want to talk about Fortnite. I've never played this, and I don't have children that play this, but this game is taking the world by storm.
What's
everywhere.
What's it about? How do you play?
I'm not sure. I know there's several little dances in it because I've seen the kids doing the Fortnite dances. Here's some of the Battle Royale music. Now, the Battle Royale game is one of the games in Fortnite.
Fortnite. Fortnite is a sort of an umbrella.
Well,
and there are other games within.
What? I don't really know.
It doesn't matter. You should have done some research.
As far as I understand, you know how Minecraft, you got to build your own fort and all that kind of stuff? This game, you got to build your own fort, then defend it, and it's a social aspect to it as well.
There's a social element to it.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the kids love the dances that the characters do in the game because they've been, you know, I've seen them do some of these dances.
Really?
So it's
can you do
fun.
A little bit now?
A little bit of a bum wobble and
is that
a little
what it
bit
is?
Of. I think that, what's that one called? That's called Fortnite. Anyway.
It's a good thing this is radio. You don't want to see what just happened.
Exactly. I've got another name for it.
I found an interesting fact about Fortnite and about online addictions. Apparently over in the UK, like something like 5% of the people that are getting divorces are citing Fortnite as a problem in their marriage. That's to right. the point where they're having to get divorced.
Usually it's the guy, I would imagine, most of the time.
Do you reckon?
I reckon, statistically. And then the woman, when she leaves, she can say, game over.
Oh, yes.
That would be a good...
That's a great exit line, isn't it? Mm. Beep, 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 boom. Game over.
Yeah.
But yes, I thought that was an astounding amount. Apparently 200 divorces in the last 12 months have cited online gaming addiction as a problem in the in their relationship, I found incredible. Like, we know that, you know, social media addiction and stuff like that, even...
Gambling.
You know, even Rudy Nudy kind of addiction.
Rudy Nudy.
Addictions and stuff can be a problem for people. But I just want to know if anybody else has experienced gaming as an issue in their relationship. Like, quite seriously, I would like to know if people are finding
it's addictive. It's like any other, you know, addiction.
It is.
And it's very... I don't play it myself.
Do you know friends that play? Like, do you have friends that are really addicted to gaming? Yeah, my son's quite addicted to gaming.
Yeah, I shouldn't out them, but the guys from Tripod.
Oh yeah,
they're obsessed. Like, they'll play till 4 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like we were on tour and they played till 4 or 5 in the morning and then had to leave at 9.
Are they married? And like, do they have relationships?
Not anymore.
Yeah,
not anymore. It's game over for them.
Yes.
Now they're just married to each other now.
The
Tripod.
You know what? I'd really love to hear from you. And you might score yourself some Keith Urban tickets here, because I really want to have a discussion around this. Is gaming a problem in your relationship? Do you know of someone who's had a problem with their partner
you know,
with gaming?
If we lived in South Africa, we'd say, is gaming a problem? That had
That's a totally different...
But we're not in South Africa now.
And now you've confused it for everybody.
We're on the Central Coast. We're talking about...
Video games,
yes. Let's
4324444 is gaming a problem in your relationship?
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Big news yesterday, especially if you love fishing and doing activities in the water.
Oh, yeah, I like doing activities in the water.
Well, yeah. So
you
the
know, people don't like it when I do, but...
The Berejiklian government overturned the proposed marine park, which was up and down our coastline, affecting a lot of areas here on the Central Coast.
Right.
So to talk to us about it, joining us on the phone right now, because the phones are back working, which is fabulous, State Liberal Member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch. Crouchy, good morning.
Morning, Mandy. Morning, ACMA. How are you this morning?
Fabulous.
G'day, Adam. You call him Crouchy.
Yeah, Crouchy. Yeah. You don't mind being called Crouchy, do you?
No, absolutely. No, Crouchy's absolutely fine, guys. And I got to say, I liked listening to Show No Mercy before. It's how I felt about this issue, to be honest.
Well, there was a huge public backlash to this proposal, and I know that you were advocating to you know, backflip on it. What do you have to say for all those people, though, that are worried about the environment?
Well, look, this is about meeting a balance, Mandy. And look, I've got to say, from day one, the proposal that was on the table from MEMA, which is the Marine Estate Management Authority, did not meet a balance. Look, some of the greatest custodians of our waterways on the Central Coast are our locals, our local anglers, our local wreck fishers, our local spear fishers. You know, they've all got quotas. They're all highly regulated. And the idea of stopping somebody walking down on a Forester's Beach or Wombril and dropping a line in was just obscene. And there was no way I was going to cop that, and quite frankly, neither was anybody else on the Central Coast. We've got a good balance. We've got a great balance already.
And people go on about the environment. I think the environment's overrated.
Oh, stop it, Akmal.
What has the environment ever done for us?
Crouchy, I'm a local and I love foresters. I go down there most days, and there was a lot of signage from locals put up about the meetings. Yep. There were a lot of outraged locals about not being able to drop a line in. It's correct. Not like I see people coming off that beach with you know, sacks full of fish. They've only ever got a few in a bucket, you know?
100%, Mandy. Look, honestly, all of our locals know the right thing. And let me tell you, they're also the greatest police for our local beaches as well. They're the ones who... I was down at Forres recently talking to the guys. They literally keep an eye on what's going on down the beach because they know it's the right thing to do.
They're called the Forres Mafia.
They can be slightly intimidating, but they do a great job.
A little bit intimidating.
There are people who catch fish and don't eat them, and they actually just release them. So
that's correct. Right.
They're just giving them a sore mouth.
Well, they're just doing it for the sport.
Just go, why didn't you just kill me? Now I've got a sore mouth.
Look, the Greens MP Justin Field came out and said a marine park that doesn't have highly protected sanctuary zones is like having a national park that allows hunting.
Yeah. Well, look, I completely disagree with that comment. I mean, the reality is that we've seen a growth in marine life on the Central Coast without marine lockout areas. Look, HMAS Adelaide is a fantastic case in point. You guys would know that place is literally teeming with fish. Yeah. Those fish then spread up and down the coastline. And look, what this is really about, guys, is the fact that we need to be smarter as locals, put ideas on the table. I'm really pleased that the proposal is still open to the 27th of September. And this is really important for everybody to get online. You know, let's make suggestions about artificial, more, we've got no artificial reefs on the Central Coast other than the Adelaide. So let's look at putting some more artificial reefs in where people can go out there and have a fish. It also encourages more marine life. And look, I said it's so healthy. I met with all of the different groups. We had almost 500 people at the Davo RSL last week. And look, they know that I backed them from day one on this. Yeah. And it's about talking to all the locals. You know, we know our area best.
But the government's, the federal government, I think, is a hypocrite. You know, they want to protect the environment and they go on about things like fishing locally at the Central Coast, but they're destroying they've paid a company that gave them free money so they can dig up right next to the Great Barrier Reef. So, you know, it's just
and again, this is about listening to the locals, Akmal. As I've said it from day one, we know the Central Coast best. We've got some really experienced commercial fishers and also charter boat operators. And this could have had a literally devastating effect on both our social and economic lifestyle on the Central Coast. I mean, there are literally hundreds of jobs that revolve around the marine industry on the Central Coast, and they all would have been potentially wiped out.
Well, look, it sounds like the backflip was a good idea, and it sounds like it's back to the drawing board for the Berejiklian government,
and
which
Adam,
is good.
Adam, I don't vote, but if I did vote, it would be for Crouchy.
It's time to move into the electorate, my friend. And just quickly before I go, guys, one thing I've got to say, just before I go, I was really disappointed in the fact that I was, you know, I'm one of four MPs on the Central Coast, and I was the only one who publicly came out opposing this proposal, and that really is a bit of a cop out, I've got to say. So, you know, to the other three, you know, you need to lift your game. I mean, this is about protecting the people that elected us, and I've got to say, the fishos and the wreck fishers and the game fishers and the spearies and all those guys, they're just normal people and they're a great bunch of people that we want to help them.
Yeah.
Well done, Crouchy. Lovely to talk to you this morning. Yeah, we'll chat to you again next time.
Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
See you, Crouchy. Okay, guys.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Before we do anything, just want to mention tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live from the Eurobean Cafe at the entrance.
The entrance.
If you want to come say g'day.
Opposite the Memorial Park. So if that's your neck of the woods, just carve out a bit of time to come and say hi and get a free coffee tomorrow.
Come and say g'day. Tell us what you think of the show.
Yeah.
Don't be too abusive.
No, don't be abusive.
We're open to criticism.
Yeah, come and say hi.
Come and say hi.
Before we go, can I just quickly, before we go, I just want to have a little reminisce here because I think a few people will remember these TV tunes. In 1965, this show started. Guess it, which one?
About Get Smart.
Get Smart, Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, I love that show.
So funny.
That was part of the reason why I failed at school.
You used to watch this show?
I used to go home and watch it, and then after that was Bewitched. And then I Dream of Jeannie was just before that.
Well, I Dream of Jeannie, I used to love this show.
Oh, yeah?
This started on the same day. So
same
1965
day.
Was a good year for TV.
It'd be great. You know what would be the ultimate is if Maxwell Smart
got together with
Jeannie and she put him in the bottle and they made love in a, you know, in an adult version of the show. Maxwell Smart.
Tell you what, if any Hollywood producers are listening, there's a remake right there.
It's my idea. Don't steal it.
Waiting to happen.
Oh, dear. Right. On that bombshell.
Hello.
Yes, master.
I think it is time for us to go. I think Akmal's a little cooked this morning.
Cuckoo.
A little bit cuckoo.
Might need a lie down.
It's medication time.
Look, we've had a lot of fun today. If you missed anything on the show, you want to catch up, make sure you download the 2GO app.
Yeah.
And we should get out of here and
we
just calm down.
We should definitely go and have a lie down. Yes. So have a lovely day and we'll catch you tomorrow from the entrance.
Yeah, Mickey D's up next. He's got your next chance to play the secret sound. Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.